Our lives are richer today for having known Jeff. Our campus community is better today for having known Jeff. And the kingdom of God has been advanced through the witness of Jeff McMillian. Jeff's mother and father are here this morning, and we're honored that you are here as we together seek the comfort and peace of Jesus in the midst of our sorrow. Jeff has been a member of our Asbury family for the past 5 years, and our hearts are marked with his friendship and with his love. In times of pain and sorrow, and yes, the nagging question of why, we discover a new depth of the compassion of God. Amid the many swirling thoughts that go through our minds, hard questions often arise, and questions that cannot always be answered. But the Bible never tells us that all of our questions will be answered and that every puzzling problem will be solved in this life. But God does tell us enough so that we may be assured that he has the answers even when we do not. And so God asks us to trust him even when we cannot understand him. When we are all safely home, as is Jeff, even at this moment, we will, at last, fully understand. Just as King David cried out to the Lord in his distress, saying, "To whom can I go?" We, like David, turn to Yahweh, who is the God of all comfort. Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us." Jesus himself was well acquainted with grief. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 53, verse 3, says that he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And so he understands our grief, and he brings comfort to our sorrowing hearts. Isaiah continues in chapter 41, verse 10, saying that we are to be encouraged. "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And Isaiah continues, "The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end." And so I encourage us to commit our sorrow to the Lord and to receive him as he is our peace. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, the psalmist says, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He promises to stay close beside us and to never leave us alone. And God says to us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." The greatest comfort we have in a time of loss is knowing that death does not have the final word. Jesus has the final word. And his word declares, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." What a great comfort to know that God has prepared this eternal home where we may live forever with him. When a stone is dropped into a lake, it quickly disappears from sight, but its impact leaves behind a series of ripples that broaden and reach across the water. And in the same way, the impact of one life lived for Christ will leave behind an influence for good that will reach the lives of many others. Jeff's life was a testimony for Christ and will continue to live on. Brad Johnson, with whom Jeff worked in the physical plant, was talking with me as we were talking Saturday at St. Joseph, and he mentioned that just days earlier he had commented to some of his fellow colleagues, "What a wonderful and unusual man Jeff McMillian was, and made the comment that he looked forward to Jeff's life and the days ahead because of the impact that he would make. And so I would say to Brad and to all of us that we hold on to that truth, and we know that Jeff's life will continue to make an impact for good. And so we celebrate his life today, and we dedicate his memory as an ongoing ministry within our hearts and within the life of this campus community. His life has blessed us with his friendship, and our hearts take courage as we turn to an almighty God who holds our hand. Two of Jeff's friends, B.J. Pugh and Calvin Nurge, will be coming and sharing their reflections, and then Paul Neiswander and Brad Johnson will be coming to make an announcement.
It was not too long ago that I was sitting in your very same position right now. Somehow I knew in the back of my mind that one day I would speak from this pulpit and share some bit of wisdom with all of you. However, had I known the circumstances under which I'm here, I'm not quite sure I would have been as eager as I was. But after a very long weekend of reflection on the life I shared with Jeff McMillan, I know unequivocally there's no man that better embodied Christ-like strength than him. Jeff was a pillar of strength upon which he helped carry the burdens of his friends and family. He was no stranger to adversity, and his uncanny ability to listen and sympathize made him the ideal candidate to open up to. That is, once he let you in. You see, Jeff was a very imposing figure, and at times could seem intimidating. But anyone who knew Jeff knew him for the compassionate, forgiving, polite, comforting, considerate man that he was. And when Jeff let you in, it was for life. I can't even fathom the amount of times that Jeff was there for me when I needed someone most. Jeff helped my wife and I move into our first apartment. He was the first to welcome me back to Asbury, and I could always count on a text from him every morning asking me what I was up to. It was just last month that I was stranded on Harrodsburg Road, and you can believe he was there to pick me up. I'm sure that many of you are unaware of the impact that Jeff had on you. Every night it snowed the past 3 years, you can believe it was Jeff who scraped off your sidewalks. Every one of you who relishes in the smell of fresh-cut grass after a light rain has Jeff to thank for. Anyone who has enjoyed the beautiful stone sign that proudly states Asbury University on the corner by Glide Crawford can attribute its installation to Jeff. That sign is a beautiful metaphor for the man that Jeff was. His life was Asbury. And anyone who knew Jeff physically knew he was not created from dust like Adam, but cut from stone. The same stone that your lovely sign is made of, the same stone that serves as the foundation for your homes, the same stone that represents Asbury. We had the privilege of going inside Jeff's room, untouched since his collapse recently. Spread across his bed was one of his most prized possessions, a Cincinnati Reds Barry Larkin baseball jersey, ready to be proudly donned later that evening when the Reds played the Giants. It is a sobering image that I will scarcely forget. However, now it serves as a reminder to me. I've shared with you a small portion of Jeffrey's legacy, a legacy of strength, compassion, hard work, and spirituality, a legacy that my friends and I will dedicate our lives to building our families upon. And I want to challenge you today to build your lives upon the same foundation, the same stone that Jeff built his upon. Thank you.
Jeff was a friend and co-worker to many of you. But I had the privilege of being more than that with Jeff. He was the brother I never had. We met in fifth grade, we were awkward together in middle school, and we were buddies in high school. We played baseball in high school and actually came here to Asbury to be roommates and teammates. We had no idea that there would be more in store for us. We lived on Johnson 4th East together, with about 20 other freshmen. We quickly became brothers. We did everything together, from late-night food runs to intramurals to watching movies in the dorm. Jeff and I would stay up late, talk about our days, sports, movies, you name it, we talked about it. During my first 2 years, Jeff had to miss both of the spring semesters for a couple of reasons. But those two semesters that he was gone were some of the hardest times in his life. We missed each other so much, I wouldn't even take down his bed just in case he visited. And he visited quite often. When he was back for good, he worked for the fizz plant for the grounds crew. Not many people could do that and school, but he loved every bit of it. It may have worn him out a lot, but he knew it would keep him at Asbury with the people and community that he loved so much. It was hard to move away from him when I graduated. He said he would leave a bed up in his room for when I would visit to return the favor. I always came down with the intention to see a lot of people, but when I arrived, I only really wanted to see Jeff and be with him. He was always the one that made plans to get the gang together. We went to a couple Reds games, some festivals, and to each other's houses and just enjoyed being together. He actually loved us more than sports, and if you knew Jeff, he loved sports a lot. He always kicked our butts in fantasy sports, football, baseball, you name it. He was way better than any of us. I believe deep down in my heart, though, that he loved sports that much because it brought him close to his mom, his dad, and all of his buddies. He found something in common with everyone he met and loved people despite of their differences. If he could be roommates with a Steelers fan, he could be roommates with anyone. But I'm truly honored to have had the privilege of being his roommate and best friend. Jeff, I love you, buddy. Leave a bed up for me in our room. I know you'll be waiting for me.
I have had the privilege to work with Jeff for the past 3 years, and Jeff was a very genuine person. He was someone that I could always depend on. I knew that if I asked him to do a task, not only would he do that task, but he would happily do that task. He wouldn't complain about it. At the fizz plant, Jeff wasn't just a co-worker. He was a friend. He was a friend to everyone. And he wasn't just a friend, he was a brother. We're going to be planting a tree, this tree that we've got over here, in honor of Jeff. And we'll be doing so this afternoon. The profusion crabapple tree will be planted at the end of the main soccer field on the way up to the Luce Center. We thought that would be the most appropriate location on campus, given Jeff's history here with sports and things. And then there will also be a later service to dedicate the tree in Jeff's honor. So, thank you.
The first thing I want to do is just say thank you to these guys who came up and spoke, because it is a very hard thing to do in a very difficult situation, and I'm just proud of you guys, and just know that his family and his mom and dad, hearing from you guys is encouraging, so thanks for doing that. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Jeff was lived in my building as long as I did. I've been there. This is the beginning of my fifth year, so he's been there the whole time I have. He was the guy who, when I would have meetings at the beginning of the year and I'd go around and talk to all the halls, I'd say, hey, there's a lot of leadership on this hall, and I would talk about other people, and then I'd always bring Jeff up for a couple reasons, one of which was he was big enough of a guy that if I'd ever needed anybody to be taken care of, Jeff could do it. And I knew I wanted him on my side, so I always said something nice about him to his face and behind his back as much as possible so he would know that we were friends. The chapel speaker on Friday said these words: if you need hope, receive hope, and if you have hope, share hope. And so I'm just going to read a short scripture that hopefully will share some hope with all of you. This is 1 Corinthians verses 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. All praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us.
As we sing the fourth stanza, I would like to invite you to make this your benediction. And as we sing this verse and these words to the Lord and conclude our service today, I invite you to linger as you wish over the next minutes and moments. I invite you to come to the altar if you would like to come to pray, to thank the Lord for Jeff's life and ministry. Invite you to mingle with one another, reach out to one another, be support and encouragement to one another as we together seek God's grace and mercy. So let's sing the fourth stanza together.
And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul.